Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Super Portion Control. I'm Mark Tyrrell from Uncommon Knowledge, and I'll be taking you through this exclusive members-only session. Listening to this download will help you take back control over how much you eat and when, and develop the healthy lifestyle that you really want. Now, everyone overeats at some time or another. But in general, everyone knows that you need to eat the right amounts to stay slim and fit. As you know, what you eat is vitally important to your health. How much you eat is equally significant. And, of course, how much fat you burn off through physical activity is the third essential part of the equation. So, the right quality of food, coupled with the right quantity, along with the right amount of physical activity, is what keeps you slim. Your diet may be superbly healthy, and you may exercise well and regularly. But if you're taking in too much food, then you may still be carrying more fat than you need. Eating small amounts regularly and often will keep your energy levels up and keep hunger at bay. Overstuffing or gorging just leaves you feeling bloated and tired. As a general rule, you should have some form of protein with each meal, as protein acts as a natural and healthy appetite suppressant. Another rule is that you should be filling up in the morning and eat less as your day progresses. This makes sense, as food is really fuel for your body to use for physical and mental activity. Later in the day, you're closer to sleep, a time during which less energy is required. At the start of your day, you've still got more energy-burning activity ahead of you. The trick is to stop eating before you feel totally bloated. Many people make the mistake of only stopping eating when they feel they can't possibly take another mouthful. When you acquire the habit of stopping when you're about two-thirds full, you will actually have more energy at your disposal. A man I knew, who I'm pleased to tell you is now both slim and extremely fit, brought himself smaller plates to eat from. In this way, he didn't feel as if his portions were smaller, even though they were. Try it. And finally, slow down. So many people eat too fast. If you eat too quickly, the signals which tell your brain that you've had enough do not have sufficient time to travel from your stomach to your brain and switch off your appetite. People who eat too much nearly always eat too quickly. A friend of mine told me how she learned to slow down. One night, after dinner, she felt ready for her sweet. She was about to dive into a bowl of ice cream when her phone rang. It was an old friend wanting a chat. Not wanting to be rude, she joined in the chat. 20 minutes later, she came off the phone and suddenly realized she was now feeling full and didn't want the ice cream after all. The 20-minute gap had given her stomach a chance to inform her brain that she had had enough. When she started to eat more slowly, she actually felt fuller quicker. So, eat smaller portions regularly. Include some protein with every meal. Eat more in the mornings. Get yourself some smaller plates and slow down your eating. Now, this is all good advice, but eating the right amount needs to become an instinctive part of your behavior. This can happen in two ways. If you do something over and over, it will eventually become instinctive. It will actually feel more natural to do this behavior. The other way is to experience it deeply within a relaxed hypnotic trance. get into these habits and also listen to this download regularly and often to reinforce the pattern. Now, I'm hoping that you're already in a comfortable place. Maybe somewhere to sit or lie down. Okay, now just close your eyes. And in a few moments, you can begin to really relax so very deeply and comfortably. That's it. And you might like to imagine the kind of image that for you would be the most relaxing image in the world. The kinds of colors and shapes and spaces of such an image that for you represents the most beautifully restful, complete, and comfortable feeling. This might be a place, like looking at a picture, or it might just be a series of different colors that are super calming and tranquil. Just get a sense of that now. That's it. And as your body relaxes deeper, just start to merge with those colors or patterns, almost as if they can become a part of you. And begin to blend and drift around your body, letting you relax deeper and more completely. That's good. And notice how you can breathe, calm, and rest right around your body. Pure rest and comfort. That's good. And with each passing second, your body and mind can relax so much more completely. Now, a car needs to stop for fuel, but it has its limit. It takes only so much fuel, and then your car is on its way again. And food is fuel to keep your organs and muscles and brain and heart and immune system and everything else working perfectly. And it has to be the right amount. Any unused fuel simply gets stored as fat around your vital organs. And this fat slows everything down, makes everything boring. It's the difference between walking through air, then water, then wading through treacle. And you can really begin to have good, refined fuel and just the right amount. Because there is a part of your mind that automatically lets you know when sufficient fuel has been consumed. And some people consume all kinds of amounts of fuel and then don't go anywhere with it, don't move the body, don't even use the fuel up. And because if there's too much fuel on board, then everything is weighted and slowed down. Now, in a few seconds, you can just really notice the message from your unconscious mind that lets you know that you've had enough food fuel and can now stop. Notice what this message is like. whether it's a warm feeling in your hands, or just a spreading calm energy, or even just a word that comes to mind that lets you know that you've had enough fuel for the energy you're going to use. And you're going to get very used to noticing this message after a nice, leisurely, and slow refueling experience. You can enjoy your food slowly and comfortably and appreciate it more because you're now eating the right amounts. That's it. Now I want you to notice a really healthy eating day in your mind right now. That's it. Experience this in your mind right now. Eating good, strong amounts in the morning, and then winding down as the day progresses. Notice all those times during the day in your mind when your unconscious mind sends you that message that enough is enough. Notice this whole day right now in your mind, and notice the comfort of natural, instinctive quantity control. That's good. Now, in your mind, just begin to wander along into a beautiful place. Perhaps a garden, or a forest, or maybe just by the blueness of the sea. That's it. And as you do this, every cell of your body is going to relax deeper, bringing sweeping health and comfort through every part of your life. And in your mind now, just sit down to a meal. And you're going to find that you're aware, before you eat, not of how the food is going to taste, but how your stomach will feel after the meal. It's true to say that so many naturally slim people decide whether they really need that extra unnecessary food, not by thinking how it will taste for a few seconds, but by strongly imagining how it will feel sitting on their stomach for hours on end after they'd eaten it. And you can do this too. And it's a wonderful strategy. So just enjoy the perfect meal in your mind right now, with just the right instinct to control the amount, and notice how natural this begins to feel. Even notice that feeling just before you begin to eat, before you select what you're going to eat, because you can strongly imagine how that's going to feel, not when you eat it and the taste in your mouth, but sitting on your stomach for hours afterwards. So just imagine having the perfect meal right now, knowing the foods to select, and knowing exactly when you've had enough fuel. That's good. And the more you relax to this session, the easier it will be to leave what you don't need and do not even have in the first place. That's it. And it can feel so good to relax and not have to weigh everything down, because just like boring traffic jams, everything gets so blocked and congested. So much hanging around. You know, you see a traffic light go green, but before you get to it, it's gone red again because of all the cars on the road. And everything moves just so slowly because it's too much. And too much food slows the traffic of the body right down. Unneeded food just sits there in the jam, waiting for hours to be digested, making everything sluggish and slow and congested up. And it's wonderful to know that everything can be so much more free-flowing and comfortable within you. That's good. That's it. And right now, just get a sense of starting to drift back to the room, feeling wide awake and fully refreshed. And you know, the more you relax, the more benefit you'll get. That's it. Because you're really starting to notice that natural, instinctive quantity control, your mind and body letting you know exactly when to comfortably stop. That's it. So just beginning to drift back to the room, feeling wide awake and refreshed. That's it. And you can open your eyes now. And you can experience this session as often as you choose and listen as many times as you like. The more often you listen, the more the patterns that you want will become embedded in your life. My name's Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.